calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, it's the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. You know, it would be interesting because, you know, it used to be I would have the habit of reading things on Thanksgiving. And the more I've learned about these things, the more I'm actually embarrassed about my past and a lot of worries. But, you know, because one of the things that's really happened is that, I actually study the scripture and find that that's the reference. You know, you end up in so many churches that say, oh yes, our reference is the scripture, and now we're going to go off on this tangent. And but don't ever challenge him on that. You know, can't do that. Just so you are aware, you may be aware, I do get emails from a number of people. Most of them are fairly distant. Some are, you know, I don't even recognize the names. But I did get one actually a few hours ago from Aunt Loretta. You remember her. You probably may be in contact with her. You may have even heard that she has contacted me. But it's fascinating to me. One of her comments about, why don't you take time to listen? If nobody talks, what do I listen to? I want to be able to interact. You notice that there's a constant theme in my objective here is the idea of dialogue, you know, where both parties actually speak and listen. And unfortunately, that's not been transpiring. I desire for that, you know, and I do understand there is a difference between men and women. And when I deal with a man, I want to deal with a man as a man, not a wimp, as I said to your dad, because, you know, in cases like that, dialogue should not say, oh, I'm gonna put out my statement and I'm not going to listen to yours and I'm not going to validate anything you said. Note carefully, please, when your dad brings up things and I offer a rebuttal with evidence, he calls me names. That's not what a follower of Christ should do. And I this bothers me. Because this is the model being set before our young kids. It's the wrong model. The model is contending for the truth and doing so with love. I want to set that before, especially Walter and Zadok. I want to, because I love them, and I love you, Dorothy Jane.